This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mariska Miller, M-A-R-I-S-K-A-M-I-L-L-E-R. Date of birth 07-18-1983. Date of appointment 1-16-2025. Requesting physician Bettina Gordons. BETINSEOURTENS. Please send copy of report to Laura Casita, LAURACASERTACNP. Dear Bettina Cortens, I have the pleasure of seeing Mariska Miller in my office today. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 41-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who need clearance for colonoscopy. In January 2010, she had a traumatic brain injury. At that time, she was in the army. She was snowboarding. She flipped, fell on the head. MRI of the brain and CT of the head done at that time were negative. She also has a history of excessive daytime sleepiness. After that, diagnosed with narcolepsy and taking modafinil. She has trouble concentrating. She is retired from the army in 2014. Now she is having a headache which comes and goes. She tried Botox and couple of different medication. Now uses only ordesterone. She is only cephalic. She also uses cephalic devices. She is having photophobia, phonophobia, also with the headache. Sometimes becomes confused. She have a memory issue. Hands and feet are numb. She has trouble walking and weakness of the hands. Past medical history. Raynaud's phenomena. Narcolepsy. Migraine. Traumatic brain injury. Pathetically, septoplasty, rhinoplasty, hysterectomy, allergy to metronidazole latex, bacitracin, neomycin, medication, modafinil, 200 mg, 2 times daily, ornesterone, epinephrine, socialisty, smoke 5 to 6 cigarettes per day, drink red wine with food. She is a retired army person. She is widowed. Lives with the kids. Have 3 children. Family history: mother alive with tremor, Hashimoto's, thyroiditis, breast cancer, father deceased, diabetes, liver and lung cancer, myocardial infarction. Hypertension. 3 sisters, 1 had a parathyroid disease. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that She is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bulge on present occipital, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 41-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one. Traumatic brain injury. Number 2, migraine. Number 3, narcolepsy. Number 4, numbness and tingling in the hand and feet. Number 5, anxiety. Number 4, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I will continue the ordinasterone for nausea and modafinil for narcolepsy. Patient is neurologically stable to go for colonoscopy. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.